This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. Thanks for joining us here at the Fountain of Life. I wonder if you, like me, have sometimes observed the people of this world. Now, I know many are fortunate to live in areas that have a large Christian influence, and that is a blessing. But then again, there are always those that we see that are of the world. They've reached some measure of success in the world. They maybe have some completeness that they have been searching for. Maybe there's still an emptiness, but it doesn't show on the outward side. They talk a big story. They're self-satisfied. They're perhaps successful, wealthy, trying to buy all the trinkets and happiness that they think they can buy. And sadly, we're supposed to be surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And if you remember the passage, that's referring to the heroes of faith. Well, these aren't the heroes of faith. These are the people of the world. And maybe they don't need anything. Maybe they don't even need Christ. They don't even need us. They don't even need a Christian testimony to challenge them. But here's the thing that I guess I thought was a good inspiration for us for today. And that is that it's not the kind of people. Those aren't the kind of people that Jesus really came to minister to. And so I want to read a passage here out of Luke chapter 7. And this is a passage where there were some that came from John the Baptist, and they asked Jesus, "Are you the one? John has sent us to find out if you're the one." And I want you to just picture the scene here. So they've come and they've questioned and they've said, and I don't know, perhaps it's because John was looking at his moment there in prison, and perhaps he was looking and saying, well, here's all these people that don't believe in Christ, these people that don't look for the coming of the Messiah, and they're walking free, and they appear to have everything made in this world, and here I am in faith, believing in Christ, and here I am in prison. And perhaps that was the thought process. I'm not sure. But anyway, the bottom line is these men came and they asked Jesus, well, are you the one that's to come? Now, the scene is there's a pending question. There's like a question hanging in the air. And maybe we don't understand it in our Western thinking, but this is kind of an Eastern thing where a question isn't necessarily answered right away. So here's this pending kind of hanging moment. And I want you to picture then these men as Jesus then just turned and began to walk in the world, and he found a blind person and he healed him of his blindness, and he found someone that was lame and he made him walk again, and a deaf person now he could hear, and I don't know all the different infirmities, but if you could just imagine a whole host of infirmities, there was probably no shortage of them in that day. They had no medical understanding, and they had many superstitions, and they had, oh, I guess they had their own equivalent of the witch doctors, and they spent all their living in trying to get well. But here we have Jesus, and he's just going through, and he's healing all of these outcasts of society, all these ones that are not the ones that are rich and successful and complete in themselves, but all the needy. And it says, in that same hour, verse 21, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Do you have the picture there? Many, many of the needy people, Jesus just met their needs and just gave them what they needed. Then Jesus, answering, said unto them, go your way, and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and to the poor the gospel is preached. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Isn't it a comfort, beloved, that though we may walk in this world and not be successful in this world, we may, by the world standards, they may look at us and say how backwards we are, but, you know, we are the ones that to the poor the gospel is preached. I'll just read you a little bit here out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and it says, God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. The base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. And then here's the secret, that no flesh would glory in his presence. So, beloved, let us not take occasion to glory in the flesh, but let us be that weak and that one that's in need, and we can look to Jesus and he can meet our every need. So I hope you've been inspired today. We do enjoy hearing from you. If you'd like to leave a message, that's possible to do in mailbox 99. So God bless you.